Sleeping Beauty is this year's spectacular panto at the Trinity Theatre, Tunbridge Wells. That's from the 14th of December to the 5th of January. And here to tell us all about it is the director of the show, Howell Dowsell, and Catherine Milsom, who plays Cara Boss. Howell and Catherine, it's great to see you. Thanks for joining me today. Howell, you did Cinderella last year, and here you are again.
I can't believe how quick this year has gone. Cinderella last year at Trinity was the first pantomime that the venue had actually produced. And obviously we're back doing it again, so something must have gone right.
Well, it was fantastic. So I'm really glad that you've come back again to do it again. So can we expect the usual fun?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, the great thing about Trinity is that it has a really wonderful audience, and kind of getting to know them a little bit last year with the production of Cinderella, I'm glad that we got the tone just right. You know, we've kind of created a really traditional pantomime, and you can expect all the usual laughter and audience participation, lots of magic, and of course lots of songs and dancing as well. So I think if you come and see Sleeping Beauty this year, you can expect all of the wonderful, wonderful traditional elements of pantomime with a few surprises as well.
Well, I was going to ask you that. Is this version traditional, or are there any modern twists to it?
So the story, Sleeping Beauty, that we all know and love, is the basis of our plot. But of course, Sleeping Beauty kind of sleeps for quite a long period of time. I don't want to give too much away because I'd love you to come and see it. But we have to travel somewhat in time while Sleeping Beauty is catching 40 winks. So with that, obviously, comes a lot of modern elements, a lot of twists along the way as well. And of course, lots and lots of magic.
And the traditional he's behind you and all that kind of stuff. Lots of audience participation, I'm assuming.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, it wouldn't be a pantomime without lots of audience participation. And I'm a sucker for it. Whenever I go to the pantomime, I'm often screaming louder than the kids, actually. But yes, you can expect lots and lots of joining in, because I think it's really important. It's, you know, particularly nowadays where we're so used to sitting behind a television screen and just kind of watching. And I think there's very few mediums left where we can all join in, especially the kids and big kids as well, of course. So it's really important to kind of push elements like that in the pantomime to get everybody involved, especially at Christmas.
Now, you've got a great cast once again. Who are we seeing?
So we've got a few returnees from last year, actually. They proved so popular. We have the wonderful James Fletcher, who's going to be joining us again. Last year he played Buttons. This year he's playing Lester the Jester. And the wonderful Tom Blackmore is going to be back playing the Prince once again. I don't know if you remember his wonderful singing voice last year, Lynn. He really brought the house down with his song, and it's going to be wonderful this year. Of course, we're joined this morning by the wonderful Kat Milsom, West End star, who's going to be playing our wicked villain, Cara Boss, which is going to be so much fun. I can't wait to see you in action again, Kat. It's going to be fantastic. And as Kat's nemesis, we have Elspeth Day Collins, who's going to be playing the good Fairy Goodheart. And we're also joined by Carl Moffat, who's going to be playing the King. And we have the wonderful Heather Hannaford, who's going to be playing Princess Aurora, our Sleeping Beauty as well.
What about the Dame? Do we have a Dame?
Oh, of course. Now, the Dame is something very close to my heart because, of course, I, you know, started my career in pantomime as a pantomime dame. So our pantomime dame this year is going to be the wonderful Neil Jennings. He's absolutely wonderful. And when he came into audition, actually, I was blown away by his audition because he gave us something that I wasn't expecting. And you might see a little bit of that in the show as well. But he's absolutely wonderful.
Oh, you can't leave us hanging there. Can you give us any clues?
Neil has the most wonderful singing voice, and he's actually quite the rapper.
Oh, okay. Well, I look forward to that. That sounds great. And I hope he has a spectacular costume too.
Oh, absolutely. You know, as with, you know, pantomime dame tradition, every time the dame enters, they're usually in a completely different frock. I think Neil's costumes have arrived on the back of a 40-foot lorry. So lots of costume changes from Neil. So we've got a really stellar cast. We're joined by an ensemble as well. So we have lots of people in our ensemble, which is going to be wonderful. And I really can't wait for you to see this thing. It's going to be fantastic.
Well, it's a big production, isn't it? The set, the costumes and all of that. I mean, how long does it take to pull all that together? When did you start planning this year's Panto?
You know, it's interesting. On the opening night of last year's Cinderella, I had a conversation with our lead producer, Nick Mowat, about the possibility of doing it all again, of course, with a new title. So it is a year-long thing, actually, you know, particularly with the venue. Of course, you know, we want to get it on sale as fast as possible so people can buy their tickets ready for next year if they've had a good time the year before. And it's an interesting thing, actually, pantomime, because, you know, us as audience members just think about going to Panto at Christmas time. But actually, for those involved in putting it together, it's kind of a year-long process, actually. We've got a fantastic script, if I do say so myself, written by myself and my writing partner, Nick. And I'm very excited to see what you think about that. Catherine, you've read the script. What do you think about that?
It's classic Panto. It's very funny. There are some very funny twists and things as well, modernisations as well, kind of. And I'm very excited to get quite a few. Oh, no, you aren't. Oh, no, it isn't.
Kat, you get to play the villain. I think that's probably the best part in a panto, the villain.
Absolutely.
So we're going to take a short break and you can tell us all about it. I want to hear all about her. Carabosse. Are you able to use Maleficent? Are you allowed to use Maleficent?
Well, I think Maleficent was based on Carabosse, I think, because Carabosse was the original kind of baddie, or not the original baddie, but the original sort of, you know, bad witch in Sleeping Beauty. And then Maleficent was then based on Carabosse.
Okay, interesting. Okay, well, let's talk further about that in just a few minutes. So, Sleeping Beauty is this year's Panto at Trinity Theatre, Tunbridge Wells, from the 14th of December to the 5th of January. And here to tell us all about it is director of the show, Harold Dowsell, and Catherine Milsom, who plays Carabosse. So, Catherine, have you been in Sleeping Beauty before?
I've not been in Sleeping Beauty before, no. I'm new to the company. I'm new to this particular Panto as well. I've done Dick Whittington, like professionally previously, I've done Cinderella, but I'm usually the fairy. So this time I put myself up for this because I decided I was in my villain era. And so, yeah, I'm very, very excited to actually be the baddie.
Yeah. And you're going to be prepared for all the booing.
Absolutely. I can't wait.
Because it's the unpredictability of panto, isn't it, Kat? So if you've been in a pantomime before, have there been any little instances that you can think of that might have happened, unplanned episodes during the panto?
And I was an ugly sister once. That's my only ever sort of foray into a baddie before. And we were doing we had a schools show, and which is, you know, one of the ones we got lots and lots of schools in. Very noisy. They're not quiet, those children. And we were doing the typical, I'm more beautiful. I'm the most beautiful girl in the world. No, you're not. I am. And bearing in mind, we are the most hideously unattractive things you've ever seen. We've got these beautifully thick black monobrows. It's a treat. And the girl who played my ugly sister went, I'm the most beautiful girl in the world. And this little girl from the box went, no, you're not. She is.
It's a new look.
Exactly. So that's one of my very fun stories. Panto is always so unpredictable because you don't know what the kids, sometimes the adults, are going to come out with. I am very, very, very much looking forward to being the baddie. Luckily, I've got quite a loud voice, so hopefully I'll be louder than the booze.
And hopefully it'll last for the whole run, because this is quite a long run, isn't it? It runs from the 14th of December to the 5th of January. Harold, is that longer than last time?
I think it's the same playing time as last time, although we're opening slightly later because of where kind of Christmas falls. But it's a good kind of 3.5 week run, actually. So hopefully we can get lots of opportunities to people to come and see the show.
So that must be tough, Kat. So do you have to live locally, or how do you manage that logistically? Because there's matinee shows and evening performances right through the whole run.
Yeah. I do actually live locally for this one, which is one of the reasons I went, I might want to do this doubly.
Lovely.
I don't have to get digs anywhere, so I'm in Tunbridge, so I'm sort of 20 minutes down the road.
Perfect.
Which is perfect, so I get to stay in my own bed, which is joyous.
Nice, that's very nice. Are there any parts of the pantomime that's going to worry you? You know, quick changes, anything within the show itself that's that kind of thing? Is that going to work okay? No one's flying around.
Of course, I'm aware, no, but this is where Hal breaks it to me.
Previous panto, I interviewed the lady, but she didn't find out till the day of the first rehearsal that she was actually going to be flying, and she had no idea until that time. So, yeah, surprise!
Brilliant. Well, there's still time in that case.
Well.
And to be honest, I mean, the songs, I'm not really concerned about my songs either because they're quite low, which is lovely.
Look after your voice.
I once did a school's production school's panto, and I had to sing "Let It Go" at about 9 o'clock in the morning, and that was not the one.
So how why should people come and look at your panto particularly?
Well, Trinity Panto is very new. Last year was our first year. This year we're back bigger and stronger than last year. It's a story that's full of heart, magic, music, laughter. Our music repertoire in the show kind of spans from pop to musical theatre, and I think you might be able to expect something from Wicked. All I'll say there, but it's going to be a fantastic show with the best bits from last year and building on that, and it really is going to be wonderful.
Well, I wish you every success with it. Of course, it is in the beautiful Trinity Theatre as well, which will surely help with the whole ambience of the whole thing and the wonderful people that are involved at Trinity, of course, all the volunteers and everyone else that keeps the place running. So it's a wonderful place to host your fantastic panto. So I hope it goes really well for you both. Tickets and whatever from the Trinity Theatre box office, I imagine, and for details of the panto, all there, yeah?
Yeah, that's it. You can get your tickets on the website, which is trinitytheatre.net, or you can give the box office a call and they'll help you there. That's 01892 678 678.
Great. They're always really helpful. So brilliant. Okay. Well, sadly, we're out of time. Both of you, it's lovely to see you. So that's Sleeping Beauty, a Christmas pantomime for the whole family at Trinity Theatre, Tunbridge Wells, from the 14th of December to the 5th of January. Tickets and information once again from Trinity Theatre box office or their website. For now, Howell Dowsell and Catherine Milsom, it's great to see you. Thank you so much for speaking to me today. Looking forward to seeing the panto.
Thank you very
Thank
much. We'll see you very
you.
soon.
Thank you.